Nothing has done more to unite the people of the world than this daring venture into the unknown.
Motherfucking Dolphins fans, Inches fans, whatever the hell fans you are, if you just fan your fart into your face and smell it, whatever kind of fan you are, this is Dolphin Smoke Sesh. This is season four. This is me and Tone. What's up, baby?
What's up? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
All right. Good show. We'll see you fuckers later.
How you doing, man?
Tony, just fantastic on this Saturday morn. You know, we're going to smoke some weed, we're going to talk some Dolphins, and we're going to probably shit on Mike a little bit. Just whatever feels natural.
The usual.
Mike is preparing one of his far-right rallies, so we haven't heard from him this week.
He's probably in or around Mar-a-Lago right now.
He's the bellhop on the weekends.
That's how he gets the insider's information.
So, yeah, let me fire up some fucking trees here.
Hell yeah. Because I want to ask you a question now that we're chilling and laid back.
Yes.
And see if the vibe is the same. Oh, yeah. So last time we spoke, what was that, a couple weeks ago now?
It was about a week and a half ago we had linked up with Mike, and we started season four, Fourth and Inches.
And still can't believe it's season four.
It's season fucking four, man. And we all sort of gave our opinions of where we're at, and I gather your opinions have changed a bit.
I don't know if it's really my opinions, but the vibe, I felt like so enamored or romantic about the Deshaun Watson situation. But since then, whoa, I just swallowed up all my words there.
Watching situation.
That little high of making a trade and a transaction, that's part of sports, and I guess it's excited. But in a week and a half since, I'm really looking forward to the draft, and I'm really looking forward to building around Tua, and I'm really looking forward to what this team put themselves in a position to do. Right now, this year, this draft, this free agency, they can do so much. They can add and fill every hole. Ooh. Like it was a gangbang. It's they've put themselves in such a position where they can reach on skill position players early in the draft. They can overspend on skill position players in the draft. They're going to find their trenches, guys, because I feel like the one thing Flores has shown is, especially on the defensive side, he's solidifying those trenches. And now if that could just apply to the offensive side, we had three rookies starting last year, you know, and trajectory, hopefully they get better. But right now I'm not worried about that. Yeah, we need to upgrade the line. But we could take so many more chances because of how many draft assets we have and how much money we have to spend this offseason on overpaying or overreaching on skill position players that can make a difference.
Well, I agree that we can do whatever the fuck we want. That was always the point, I feel like. But, I mean, how does that change how you feel? Like, you said you feel a different type of way.
Because
you didn't feel that way last time? Where were you at last time?
Absolutely. But I was just so romanticizing over the upgrade of Deshaun Watson and potentially getting a top five quarterback.
Yeah, well, you were
getting
a little ahead of yourself.
I was willing to give up these assets, and even though I made the argument that they weren't really sacrificing everything they've done to, if they had to go get Watson, I feel more comfortable now if they keep Tua and take advantage of all these assets.
So basically, what you're saying is that you were kind of more with Mike the last time, but now you're with me. You know me and players that don't play for the Dolphins. They don't impress me. I don't fucking care about them. I mean, when they put the uniform on is when I start to care. And even then, you've got to do some shit.
Exactly.
So it's like, I was never enamored in the same way you're describing. I understand where you guys are all coming from. You get somebody who's more further along the line in their quest to become elite than what we're currently working with. But as you're coming around to see, with the amount that we had and the amount of suffering that we had to go through to obtain it, it, to me, would be a waste to go one big step forward with a good new quarterback, but be going three steps back and erasing all of that suffering that we did. Was that for nothing? I don't think it was supposed to be for nothing. So that's where I was at with it. I'm still there with it. My feelings haven't really changed, but my eyes are getting them big because we're literally in a situation where anything could happen. Nobody can sit here and say right now that they know what we're going to be doing. Because we have so many options, there's just a fucking plurality of ways that this shit could go down.
It's really amazing when you think about it. The Dolphins may have a choice of a once in a generational guard offensive line prospect or the first wide receiver Heisman winner in I don't remember how many years. Like, I know you don't really care about college, but you're talking about the potential of these athletes are well regarded, and the Dolphins are in a situation where they can't really make a mistake. I mean, they are the Dolphins and you expect them to, but they're in a position where early on they're going to fill holes that this team desperately needs to fill. I'm sorry, I always talk, you know me, and I'm not, it's always in the gutter. I love them holes.
You gotta fill the holes, man. Yes. If you don't fill the holes, what are we even doing here?
What was it I read today? Everything in life is about sex, well, except for Uno. Uno's about power.
Well, I mean, it very literally is, and that's what I was thinking about the other day. It seems to us like it was an impossibility that the human race could overcome all the odds to get from banging fucking stones on the wall of a cave to where we're at now. But all that shit was made possible by the fact that before the modern age, before TV, before all these elaborate ways we've come up to distract ourselves from the sheer terror of reality, they didn't have those things, even just up until 100 or so years ago. There was literally nothing to do but fuck for like the first million years of human beings being on the planet. So
they fucked.
That's all the fuck they did was fuck.
Some women spent their entire lives pregnant. How do you have 17 children?
Yeah.
Your entire adult life pregnant. And not adult, you started young back then and you died young.
It was a long trip from animals to what we consider to be something above the animals, but really we went lower than them, but just in a different way, different direction. We got higher on the intelligence meter, but you've completely forfeit all of your intelligence about existing and coexisting with nature if you want to buy into this shit. But my point is, before all this fucking garbage, what could you possibly do besides, like, carve something out of wood and fuck a bitch?
Exactly. But, hold on. I need to stop because where you're heading towards. Did you know elephants have spiritual rituals?
Rituals. That's even fancier than rituals.
That's tusks up. So they actually, they come together and they hum at the moon and they wave branches at the moon. It's like they praise and pray at the moon. They also mourn the dead. Like, there's a level of intelligence that we're incapable of understanding from certain animals like elephants and dolphins.
Did you know that some elephants intentionally get drunk?
Yeah, they go towards where the alcohol, the natural alcohol, where is it?
Well, the fruit will fall out of the trees and ferment on the ground.
And they'll wait and then eat it up to get drunk. That's what I'm
and
talking
they,
about.
And they
you have go to have intelligence eat, yeah, they, to want to get high.
They go, yeah, you know what I mean? To want to break from the bullshit that is like running around in the jungle with a tiger jumping up your ass every other minute. Like,
don't dolphins puff blowfish too and get high or some shit like that?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. I just got distracted there. I just thought it was very interesting about elephants.
Well, you know, I just think it's not entirely clear that we're the apex species on this planet. That was my overall point. But yeah, have you seen? Do you get Netflix?
Yeah.
Alien Worlds.
I watched the first two episodes. It was really cool. I enjoyed the first two episodes.
Yeah, that's dope.
It was dope how they show how animals would evolve and why.
Well, they've been doing they've been doing these sorts of ones for like 3D CGI recreations of like the dinosaurs and aliens, possible aliens on other planets. But this series was done recently, so all the special effects and visual fucking all that shit is good.
It was really cool. I enjoyed it. I'm gonna get back to it. It's on my watch list.
But yeah, it's like, I don't know. We have a planet with multiple species that have the capacity for speech. Okay, you can teach a gorilla sign language, so right off gate, that's more than one species that has the capacity for communication. in that kind of a way. And I bet that if elephants had fucking hands, you could teach them motherfuckers too. And probably a bunch of other fucking animals. If they had the tools, they'd have the ability. They just didn't need the tools. They had evolved other means of communicating with each other. And it fucks everything up, and it makes everyone an empty shell of a living being, and you'll be lucky to acquire that sense that you're anything fucking more than a cog in a stupid, pointless fucking wheel. And
then you fucking a dolphin fan?
Yes. I was trying to transition back to the dolphins.
I stepped all over
you. Yeah, you did, but that's like, I got the laugh anyway, so I don't guess all I care about. You sniffed it out before I could even fucking.
I smell something funny in the horizon.
I guess if you fuck enough dogs, you become a bloodhound. Oh shit! No, actually, it was Mike fucking his dog on the last show, Sadie. Sadie was crying for it, and he had to go service her after we got off.
Wasn't even my dog bothering this time.
Starting to wonder if you put him in the chair or something, because there's no more prisoners.
They learned quickly. No, okay. I know I've asked you this question, but for someone who doesn't watch college and you are very strict on, you need to show me something before I'm going to get invested in you in any way. What are you looking forward to right now? Is it just
talking about how you asked me the precise exact same question on last show?
I don't understand how you stay so engaged and loving this team and you don't watch any other sports. Like, you would be the prime candidate to just start brain dead watching other sports as a downtime, because right now there's nothing really to look forward to specifically. You can get generally excited about the Dolphins, but there's like,
I go through phases.
But what do you know about these guys?
I go through phases of
depression. We all do.
Yeah, that's that too. But I go through phases of sports betting, and I'll watch. I'll watch more other random shit if I bet on it. I've just not been in a sporty type of mood. Like, that usually happens to me in the months immediately following the NFL season, is that I kind of just switch off and do other shit, like get fucked up.
There's life outside of this?
Just do other shit, like get fucked up and make money. And
And you probably make more money over these couple months than you do when you're investing in the stupid fucking Dolphins.
I'm doing better during the pandemic than I've done in a lot of years. It was a great year.
Did you create this fucking pandemic?
If I could have, I probably would have, because it was my best year in the like a whole decade. So shit's fucking funner when you don't have to worry about bullshit like that. But yeah, and then there's just the
very happy for you, bro.
Oh, and then there's just the Dolphins. It's like it's a time where we can really look forward to what's ahead, even though, like we were saying, we don't really have an idea nailed down yet of what exactly that's going to look like. We just know that it's bursting with fucking potential. And then, if you really scan back through the years, it's not very often that we can feel this hopeful about the way things could go. Now, last week, you know, I was mentioning how it's definitely going to go wrong and we're all going to fucking want to die again. I still believe that. That's
of course.
Absolutely is what's going to happen. But just during this period now that we can have a reasonable doubt that maybe we've turned some type of corner. That's why now is so great. I don't think we're in a position to take over the world just yet, but our fucking potential energy is huge and just need to roll it down the hill and see if we can turn that into kinetic.
Like, there's light at the end of the tunnel, whether that's the Dolphin success or the end of our lives, that's a win-win.
Yeah, I'll be dead before they do anything, but I'll continue to operate under the assumption that maybe that will change. Maybe.
Eagles won a Super Bowl, bro.
Well, speaking of the Eagles, they just shipped Wentz off, so that opens them up as a pretty obvious trade partner. Well,
they shipped them off because they're invested in Jalen Hurts. It's the guy they drafted that replaced Wentz last year. They benched Wentz for this kid, and the kid played good enough that they're willing to ship off.
I thought Wentz was still their quarterback.
He was, but last year he got benched, and this kid took over. He got drafted last year.
That shows you how much I pay attention to other teams. All I saw was the thing that they moved Wentz. So I was like,
"Oh, did you know the Bucks have Tom Brady?"
I did know that.
They won a fucking Super Bowl.
Nah. I watched like 10 minutes of that game.
It's frustrating. Patrick Mahomes looked like an average human being, and man, he's very, very depressed.
Yeah,
I mean, no, he was superhuman. The rest of his team let him down. The throws that child was making.
Doesn't make a lot of sense. Like, I saw the score throughout, and I just shook my fucking head through the whole thing. I was doing something else.
It's WWE, fucking... bro. WWE. It's the better storyline. Fuck him. But I have to admit something. You're probably going to be upset at me.
What's that?
I've kind of enjoyed Tom Brady winning the Super Bowl. Like, his celebrations after.
I didn't see any of that stuff.
He launched the fucking Lombardi trophy from one boat to another. It was amazing. And made some little old white lady who's a blacksmith, or her father or her husband is a blacksmith or some shit. I apologize because of how he treated the trophy. All that made me laugh.
Yeah, I heard nothing about that.
He launched.
Well, because that's the other thing. Well, that's the other thing. I've been kicked off fucking Twitter, so I still get the bigger news, but I don't get all that chatter in between now, which is kind of nice.
Bro, chatter in between is. Yeah, I guess you're right, because it's usually just toxic bullshit. But every once in a while, something beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even really know how much I miss it. but, yeah, I just had a lot to do recently, so it's made more sense anyway that I'm not wasting my time on Twitter. But
you
got
Twitter and made more money. What a concept.
Well, no, I got off of Twitter after I was making more money. They kicked me off. They weren't related. But
hey, no such thing as a coincidence.
Yeah, I got a lot of time whether I'm on Twitter or not. It's just how I choose to use that time. But watching more TV.
What?
Now that I'm not on Twitter.
What are you even watching?
Well, I did Netflix for the first time. I used to just download everything I wanted for free, but I figured, fuck it, why not add a few subscriptions and see what it's like to not have to fucking download them, which has been all right. I've been watching a lot of shit. Last night I was watching some Chappelle's show, and I've been watching some Trailer Park Boys is on there. what else? Those shows about car where they do shit to cars or other things. Where any type of those shows that they're like building something like American Chopper used to be, but now they have different ones.
Yeah, so there's a few
on there, Rust to Riches and another one that was pretty good. Those Canadian dudes, the dude with the dreads, the old guy with the dreads.
kind of suggest a show to you that you're probably gonna not watch or finish, but I enjoyed.
What's that?
It's Bobby's World.
Bobby's World?
No, not the cartoon. I used to love that show. Animals don't wear underpants. They roam free. We're going on a trip. Playing car, taxi cab, other choice or hit. Hold on. So it's a thrift show, like a thrift store show on Netflix. It's called Bobby's World. No, Slobby's. He's a big slobby motherfucker.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
It's pretty interesting. He likes to collect shit from the 80s and 90s and what he sells them for and what he goes and gets. There's he's a ridiculous character.
There's a lot of shit I haven't gotten to yet. I just got the shit. There's a fuck ton of shit. I canceled Disney Plus because I was pretty much done with that whole package. I liked ESPN Plus a lot, but it was making me bet too much.
What? Western Kentucky versus Mississippi State?
Seriously, ESPN Plus for a serious like college basketball fan is absolute necessity. Or like soccer, that's what I was doing mostly, was betting soccer because they have like a ton of soccer games that you can't get on regular TV. So that was cool, but yeah, I was just betting way too much, and so I fucking dumped the ESPN Plus and Disney Plus bundle for now because there's just so much shit on Netflix that you got to work your way through. It takes a long fucking time.
Welcome to the 21st century.
Well, I mean, typically I would still watch all this shit. I would just...
Yeah, but it's so different and convenient, and we're lazy human beings by nature, so it just fits into... It just feels better. It's a high.
Yeah, I mean, there's still shit I'm going to have to download, because I'm not going to subscribe to every platform on Earth, but...
Did you watch Man in the High Castle?
For three seasons, I think I did, and then it kind of lost me.
Ah, okay. The Expanse. Can you give it a chance?
I could take off my pants.
Oh, well, I'll take the chance.
Oh, shit.
In no time, we'll be in our birthday suits having a dance.
Yeah, I'll say this. Netflix's movie selection is not as good as the TV. It's got a lot more TV that you want to watch than movies you want to watch. Yeah,
they switched it up. They invested. Think about it. People care about TV shows more than movies now. So they'll rewatch a TV show probably more frequently than they'd rewatch a movie. They've invested their money well.
There should be a channel where it's like, it's a documentary of the Dolphins, but it's a fake documentary of them winning the Super Bowl. I want one of those documentaries like the Super Bowl winning team gets, like, they document their fight through the whole season, and then they fucking come out on top. And I need
money grab they show right after.
I need to see a fake, dramatized version of that for the Dolphins, since I'm never going to see the real thing.
I'm on it. I'm getting a production team together.
Doesn't that sound awesome?
Yeah, a parody of it would be phenomenal.
Yeah, you could make it funny too. It'd be hilarious.
It'd be Twitter after a Dolphins loss.
And you could do it with the real Dolphins players because they're not going to the Super Bowl. You just record it over the offseason. You're good. They got nothing else to do.
We should have hit them up over the pandemic. I'm sure they could have used a check.
Taking Instagram pictures of their fucking assholes. I don't know what the hell they do. Enjoy life having money, I guess. I don't know.
What is that?
Well, shit, man. I'm glad we lined up a smoke sesh here to fill in the fact that Mike has gone fucking rogue again.
It happens.
It definitely.
He's a mysterious creature, that man.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's call it that. I could think of so many other ways to describe it.
But let's keep it PG.
We'll say it's mysterious.
Ooh.
Well, for myself and the mysterious cunt, Everybody have a fantastic week and sign off however you like, Tone. Tell these people what's in your heart.
Peace, love, and harmony.
And for me, the exact opposite of that. Fuck you all.
Opposites attract.
Check you next time. That's right. Let's dock it up and fucking take this baby home.
Nothing has done more to unite the people of the world than this daring venture into the unknown.